Okay, Be'ez Hashem, today we begin the seventh parak of Maseches Pesachim, parak Ketzad Tzolin. So the Mishnah discusses there is a halacha that when it comes to Korban Pesach, the Korban Pesach cannot be cooked, it must be roasted. So Ketzad Tzolin is a Pesach. How do you roast a Korban Pesach? Mevi'in Shvud Shel Rimon. They take a spit made out of pomegranate wood, because pomegranate wood is a very dry kind of wood, apparently, and if it gives off too much moisture, then it's not going to be considered roasted anymore, it's going to be considered cooked. So you want to have the dry kind of wood, and tochavo mitoch pivad based nekuvaso, they take the spit and they stick it through the animal's body, so from its mouth all the way, to the opening of its rectal opening. Venosinus kraavis pnei of letocho, and then you put the legs and the intestines that they had already taken out from the animal after they shechted it and they skinned it. So they put it inside the cavity of the body so that the intestines are going to be roasted together with the rest of the animal. Div Rabbi Yosei Glili. That's Rabbi Yosei Glili's opinion. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Kimin Bishul Luzer. Rabbi Akiva says, no, if the legs and the intestines are inside the animal, then it looks like you're cooking, because it's cooking inside of the cavity of the animal. It's not being roasted directly over the fire. Elatolin Chutzalo. So what they should rather do is take the legs and the intestines and put it outside of the rest of the cavity of the animal so that it's exposed to direct fire. Only if it's exposed to direct fire does it become roasted. Then Mishnah Beis tells us, Ein tzolin es ha-pesach lo al ha-shvud v'lo al ha-askala. You're not allowed to roast a korban pesach on a metal spit or on a metal grill, because the meat gets roasted by the heat of the metal and not by direct fire, and that is not called sli. So the Gemara tells us that the Mishnah is supposed to have another line over here that seems to be missing, because whatever we're about to have from Rabbi Tzadok doesn't make sense. It would be a direct stira. It would be a statement that soser the first line, because we just said that a grill isn't kosher for Korban Pesach, and the Mishnah never, wouldn't quote a maisa listar. So the statement should go as follows: that a person can put a wooden spit that holds the Pesach on a grill that has big gaps between the rods of the grill, because the gap would allow the meat to be directly roasted on the fire. So that belongs in the Mishnah. And then Amar Rabbi Tzadok, once we know that halacha, Rabbi Tzadok confirms that Maisa Barabin Gamliel Shamar Latavi Avdo Tseu Tzleilan Wasa Pesach Alaskala, that Rabbi Tzadok told Tavi, his servant, go and roast the Korban Pesach on a grill, provided that it's a grill that has very large gaps between the rods of the grill, and therefore the Pesach is roasting directly on a fire. Now, they would take this Korban Pesach that's on a spit, and they would hang it in the air of an oven made out of cheres, and then they would light a fire on the floor of the oven. So the Mishnah talks about some of the halachos that relate to as it was roasting. Naga becharso shel tanur. If the meat touched the hot earthenware wall of the oven, yiklof es mekomel. You have to peel off the spot where the meat touched the oven wall, because that meat was roasted by the heat of the oven wall and not by the heat of a fire, and the Korban Pesach has to be tzli esh. Not of meirotvo alacheres v'chazer alav. If some of the juice of the Korban Pesach dripped on the hot wall of the oven and then splattered back into the meat, or onto the carbon itself, then it's not enough to just peel off that spot, but rather yital es makomo. You have to take what's called a kedei netila, because the juice absorbs. So since it touched the cheres of the oven and became cooked by that heat, it can't be, you're not allowed to eat it, and now it got reabsorbed into the meat. So it's like trefa flavor that got reabsorbed into the meat. So you need to take out a kedei netila, the whole area of where the meat got reabsorbed. Absorbed. So not a kedei klipa, not just the outermost peel, but as far as the juice penetrates, which we assume is the thickness of an etzba. Not of meirotva ala solis. If some of the juice of the Korban Pesach drips onto hot flour that was in the oven, yikmotz es mekomo. Then you have to take out a handful of flour from the place that the juice touched, because the juice was cooked by the heat of the flour, and therefore it can't be, you're not allowed to eat that juice. So the flour that the juice got absorbed into also becomes. kosher, meaning this becomes like non-kosher food. Meaning, in fact, many of the dinim of Yerideya we derive from these sugyas about Korban Pesach, that we assume that if it's not Sli'esh, it's treif, you're not allowed to eat it. So Mela, all of these halachos about how much tam it gives off, you know, are derived from this by Korban Pesach. So let's review what we learned today. Mishnah Aleph told us that they would roast the Korban Pesach on a pomegranate wood spit, and they would stick it in the mouth and stick it, and it would come out on the other end of the animal. And there was a machlokas tanoim whether they would put the intestines and the legs inside the cavity of the animal. That's Rabbi Yossi Aglili's opinion, or outside the cavity of the animal. That's Rabbi Kiva's opinion, because the inside would be too similar to bishul. Then Mishnah Beis said that you're not allowed to roast the Korban Pesach on a metal spit or on a metal grill, because then it's going to be heated by the metal rather than by the open flame. Rabbi Tzaduk said, but if there's a major gap between the rods of the grill, then it's considered on an open fire and that's okay. And he in fact even instructed Tavi to roast his Korban Pesach that way. If you're roasting the Korban Pesach on an open fire in an oven made out of cheres, so it cannot get heated by the walls of the oven, it cannot touch the walls of the oven. If it does, you need to take klipa. If some of the juices touch the walls of the oven and then come back on the animal, you need to take a kedei netila. And if some of the juices land on flour, you need to take a kamitza of the flour out of the of where it fell. But from tomorrow, we'll pick up the Parag Zayin Mishnah Gimel.